Never shall I forget that night. The first night in camp, which has turned my life into one long night. 7 times cursed and 7 times sealed. Never shall I forget that smoke. Never shall I forget the little faces of the children whose bodies I saw turned into wreaths of smoke beneath a silent blue sky. Never shall I forget those flames which consumed my faith forever. Never shall I forget that nocturnal silence which deprived me for all eternity of the desire to live. Never shall I forget those moments which murdered my God and my soul and turned my dreams to dust. Never shall I forget these things, even if I am condemned to live as long as God Himself. Never.
Eli and his father have just watched something really horrible. Babies being taken by the truckload to the crematory to be burned. It seems like a nightmare, but they see it with their own eyes and know that it's really happening. Ellie's father breaks down in tears. He is afraid he will have to watch his only son being taken away from him and murdered, just as his wife and daughters have been taken forever. Other men around them recite the Kaddish, which is the Jewish prayer for the dead. The men are praying for themselves because they are sure they will soon be killed. But Eli does not want to pray. As he and his father walk past the pit filled with burning bodies, Eli feels rage towards God. He wants to know how God can do nothing while all this evil is taking place. The sights he has seen make Eli, who was once so religious, feel as though his God had been murdered and put into the flaming pit alongside the dead children. Let's continue after the space on page 32 with the barracks we had been made to go into.
The barracks we had been made to go into was very long. In the roof were some blue-tinged skylights. The antechamber of hell must look like this. So many crazed men, so many cries, so much bestial brutality. There were dozens of prisoners to receive us, truncheons in their hands, striking out anywhere, at anyone, without reason. Orders. Strip! Fast! Los! Keep only your belts and shoes in your hands! We had to throw our clothes at one end of the barracks. There was already a great heap there. New suits and old, torn coats, rags. For us, this was the true equality. Nakedness. Shivering with the cold. Some SS officers moved about in the room looking for strong men. If they were so keen on strength, perhaps one should try to pass oneself off as sturdy. My father thought the reverse. It was better not to draw attention to oneself. Our fate would then be the same as the others. Later, we were to learn that he was right. Those who were selected that day were enlisted in the Sonderkommando, the unit